With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Previously on Previous Little Liars.
I think that she would like to chain him to the Porsche, if you know what I mean. Side note, there is a limit to how much you can pull out from an ATM at a time. And yes, if you didn't know that, sometimes you have to call the bank. And then sometimes it's 2:15 on a Saturday when the Chase Bank closed 15 minutes ago. And because we close at 2 p.m. on Saturdays for some
two former bank tellers.
Yeah, why does the bank close at 2 o'clock on a Saturday?
We could have told you that you
are you doing?
To go in at 2:30
on a Saturday. Welcome back, all you Pretty Little listeners, to Previous Little Liars, the podcast we're going through season one of Pretty Little Liars, but only watching the previously ons. I'm Todd the Librarian, the only member of our panel who's actually seen season one of Pretty Little Liars. And with me today, we have someone who still hasn't answered if they believe me or not, Adam H.
I don't know, Todd. I just don't know. I asked you that very same question, and I never got an answer.
Yeah, well, I guess we just will never know if either one of us believes either one of us.
Yeah, probably not.
Next up, every podcast has one full of charm and promise. It's Marissa.
Oh, hey, thanks. I'm here being charming and promising me.
Yep. That's all I say about you. Marissa's the most promising me person I've ever met.
Yes, that's me.
And last but not least, someone who has a cab waiting in case she gets fed up with Adam. It's TV Lindy.
You know, sometimes I think I should have just hopped in the cab before the podcast even started, but here I am.
Here you are. And here we are to talk about everything that happened on season one, episode 17, The New Normal, or at least everything that we were able to get from the recap. So without further ado, let's dive in. We start off seeing the scene of Toby being arrested, but this time we hear Emily saying she never told the police where he was. She says, "Do you believe me?" And he replies, "That's why I asked you before the cops picked me up. I never got an answer either."
Well, he was in the woods. That's all I know.
What? Was he in the woods, or was this from the school, or who believes who about what now? What's the story here, Toby? What are you trying to believe here? Like, is he innocent of everything? I mean, obviously they let him go, but that doesn't certainly mean that he's, you know, innocent by any means. But I think he's innocent. I feel so good about Toby.
I know about the American criminal justice system is that they're never wrong.
Yeah. I've heard that.
Yeah.
I've heard that. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's move on from that thought.
I don't know, but I don't know. Like, yeah, I don't know what his story is. Where would Emily be seeing him? Where?
Well, so this was from the, from what was the dance? Prom? This was
oh.
prom or homecoming or whatever? I forget what in a year we are right now.
Yeah.
It's one of those two. So they were in there. There was the whole chase sequence. He dropped her off at the hospital, disappeared into the woods or so we
believe. So it was the woods. Yeah.
They picked him up. He is in jail. We didn't see him for like three episodes. Now he's out based on, I don't know. Oh, wait, was she in a coma? Is that a thing?
No,
she was never in a coma. I don't know, because we saw her like the end of that episode. Never mind.
Yeah, there have been no comas on this show.
Not yet. You know what? Bold prediction.
There's gotta be one.
We will see a coma in the show, 100%. I have no doubt in my mind. There will be one coma at least.
I mean, it does very much feel like a show that would have at least one coma over the course of its run. So, neither confirming nor denying, but it does seem possible. So the next scene, we see Toby talking to Spencer, and Toby tells Spencer that the DA is dropping the charges against him. Outside his house, Jenna tells him they can get the awful thing off his leg right now while she's standing next to a waiting cab. He tells her he's going with Spencer and grabs Spencer's hand.
When did this happen? Since when are Spencer and Toby friends or more than friends?
Oh, are you getting romantic vibes here?
I thought there was a hand.
So well, grabbing her hand is in like I'm with her, not with you, Jenna.
Well, there's beef. Toby and Jenna, there's beef for sure.
Not on Jenna's side. She's into him.
Well, but aren't
they step something or something?
Well, that's never been a problem. Kiss. Yeah, that's not even really an issue. Honestly, that's just more of a detail than anything else. Okay, that's like having, you know, red hair. That's just a thing, you know?
It's a fact. Correct.
Yeah.
No, so like the last episode, we saw Toby and Spencer start to bond a little bit over them both possibly being framed, and he gave her like the rubbing of the braille thing. So that's the first time we saw them like start to have like an actual conversation with each other. But this holding the hand is definitely, you know, a different level of that.
Number of people in this handhold that are A. Is it zero, one, or two?
Spencer's there.
One.
Okay. You guys are saying one?
Yeah.
I'll say two. Give me two. Give me the over. Oh. I think they're both A. This is the A team up right here. The A team, if you will.
You're buying into the group of A.
Theory. I'm potentially starting to buy into the Toby is A, but A is not even necessarily bad theory. Like I think that's maybe where I'm at. I think like some iterations of A are bad. Like the part where we're killing people and blackmailing people, and like that's probably a problem.
Thank you for clarifying. Yeah.
Then I think that there's maybe also a part of A that is like, oh, Hannah got Allison got murdered, and that's bad. So I'm gonna do something about it. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like there's more there because Allison had some secrets to share, and Toby knows some stuff. I don't know what
like
I'm saying.
A real A, and then like a copycat A.
I don't know about a copycat. I feel okay. What if like
are Spencer they working is, together?
Yeah. What if like Spencer is fully A, and then she's like ropes Toby in, but she's like allured him into like, oh, it's not all bad. It's just we're just trying to get justice for Allison. We're trying to avenge her death because it was Jenna that killed her.
It could happen. Anything could happen. Yeah. Anything could be.
What's on his leg? Also, what was the leg thing?
I bet it's an ankle monitor.
Oh, is it an ankle monitor? Okay, I must have missed that.
I'm just guessing.
It's a very good guess. They have never mentioned it before, but I think context clues point to that him being released and now being able to leave and lose the horrible thing on his leg seems to point towards that.
Could be a tattoo of an ex-lover / stepsister.
No, because she wouldn't be excited about removing that.
Could be.
Could be a tattoo. We've all gotten tattoos we had to get removed out of embarrassment, right?
Sure.
No, not really.
Okay. Not yet.
So next scene, we see Arya's dad in the classroom talking to Mr. Fitz. Arya asks her dad how he liked Fitz, and he responds, "Every English department has one, full of charm and promise." But he seems to say that charm and promise with a little bit of disdain to me. So what do you make about that?
He knows. He doesn't know. He for sure knows.
No, he doesn't.
What do you think? What do you mean? Every English department has one filled with charm and, was it charm and promise? Is that what it was?
Full of charm and promise.
Come on. What else could that even mean? Maybe he doesn't know that they're like fully, you know, boning. But like, I think that he knows that she is. Are they even fully boning? I think so. I think that she, sorry, he, her dad knows that she, his daughter, is into him, Ezra.
No, there's no way he knows that. I think what he's saying is like, Arya was probably like, "Oh my gosh, I love my English teacher. He's like so smart and everything." And then her dad met him and she's like, "What'd you think?" And he's like, "Well, you know, he's like charming and promising, but you know, he's nothing special, like whatever. He just uses his charm and he, you know." I think that's how it was.
To do what? What is he using his charm for? English?
Well, I think what he's saying is that, like, he doesn't actually have any substance under that charm. He doesn't have the smarts to back it up.
You think that her dad is out here just casually trashing this man's character instead of making reference to the romantic
relationship? It's not his character. It's his teaching ability, his English foundational knowledge.
Wow. Okay. I thought this was like clear as day. Like he is picking up on the fact that like Ezra is like kind of a like romantic young hot thing that's in a high school, you know, like every English department has one, like a young gun, a shoot from the hip romantic young guy.
I think hot. I'm in between both of you. I think he sees himself in like Arya's dad recognizes himself in Ezra and is like, I know what he's capable of. I do not think he knows what he's doing. Like, I don't think that he is aware of the relationship right now, but he definitely is like, "Hey, Arya, I know about this charming business. I too was once a young English teacher, and I, you know, like he's just going to be watching a little bit closer now." That's my take on it.
Do you think that Arya is hoping that Ezra can get a job with her dad so that he's not her teacher anymore?
That could be. Yeah. Like, hey, dad, come poach this teacher so it like solves my life.
I don't hate that. I will just say in terms of like a line of logic for Arya, it doesn't actually make things more legal for him to have a different job. Like maybe it removes one of the barriers of, okay, he's not my teacher anymore. The word statutory is like still in play though. Like it's not, you know, it's like, it, you know, only eliminates part.
But says I do, the guy who's been rooting for that.
I am rooting for it. I'm not saying I'm still rooting for it. Are you kidding me? The kissing on the couch is, oh, Lindy, come on. Like, they are getting down in Funky Town here, okay? Like I'm loving what I'm seeing, but I'm just saying it's still like illegal and probably should not be happening. And I don't like actually condone it in the real world for real people to do. But on TV in a drama, I'll eat it up for breakfast, okay? Just like the lasagna noodles. I'll go into it. Also, he's a sleazeball, right? Like he was I forget the girl that he was. Oh my god, it was so long ago that he was like having coffee with the one girl.
Oh, you're talking about Arya's dad being a
Yeah.
I mean, well, yes. We know that he like cheated on his wife.
So that's why I think he sees himself in Ezra and is like,
you're like a young hot sleazeball guy. Yeah, exactly. And my daughter's super into you, but he doesn't like know that they're like hooking
correct,
up.
Totally. Correct. Yes. That's
but I think he knows that Arya is like hot for teacher here. I don't think that he knows that like it's happening and is reciprocated on both ends, but I think that he is able to see like, okay, I see why you're asking me about him, you know, over and over.
I will buy that.
Well, next we see Arya, Hannah, and Caleb all sitting on the floor next to school lockers with the lights out. And Arya tells Caleb, "This is crazy. You can't keep staying here." And we then see Hannah handing him the super crumpled up note and offering her couch for him to sleep on.
We did already see this, right? Like this was,
We saw the second half of it. We didn't see the like in the school with like Arya and Hannah both talking. We saw Hannah talk to Caleb, but we didn't see Arya like specifically saying you can't stay here. With the implication being that he's been sleeping at the school.
Oh. Mm. Mm. So he's a poor. Is he the brother of somebody?
No, not that we're aware of. All we know about him is he was the new kid in town, new kid in school, who had a rumor of being bad news. So it's like what we know about him.
Mm. I mean, what happened to the art of folding a note? That's what I want to know. When she crumples the paper, I'm like, rude. Like, take your time, fold it into a nice little arrow or a little star or something.
Why fold it? He's right there. Just hand him the paper.
No, no. Adam, you have
it's not a secret note. It's
you
not
have
like
to the, fold the note.
It's not, well, she didn't do, I mean, she crumpled it up like she was making a spitball or something. Like, she, yeah. He's right there. Just hand him the paper.
Sure.
Or text him the address. They have phones. Why are we writing things on crumpled pieces of paper?
Because you know what time it was.
They had phones. They've been communicating by phones. If this were the early 2000s, I would say maybe.
I'm pro folding a note. That's all I'm saying about this scene.
All right. Well, next up, we see Spencer and Toby get together again. But this time, Spencer tells Toby that she figured out what the Braille message meant. It wasn't B-A-D. It was a number 214. And before you guys say anything, I just have to talk about when we recorded the episode before about the Braille message, and Adam did his detective work to try and figure out what it was and determined that it was like numbers. I got a message from someone in Adam's household saying, hey, let's just call her F.
It was Ruby. Yeah.
I got a message saying he's actually cracked something at the moment that you said that.
Oh, what a victory. We did crack something. And admittedly, it was really of just, you know, it was not my doing. Like, I just Googled the Braille alphabet and I like certainly would never have gotten that on my own. But we're taking the victory here. Now, the only problem is I don't know what 214 means. I have no idea.
It is the area code for Dallas.
Yeah, I think we did look up some area codes and we're like, that probably doesn't. And maybe it does. I don't know. Like maybe like there's one of the maybe Caleb is from Dallas and moved here or something, or that's where Jenna went when she went away, and then I don't know. Like maybe there is something there in terms of area code, but like I don't actually know what 214 means. But we knew it was 214. Based on the Braille. So let's go. That might be our first correct deduction of the whole series.
Besides, there's no way that's the first thing we've ever gotten right.
I off the top of my head, I cannot remember something where we were like, the show didn't really tell us this, and it wasn't like an obvious inference, but we nailed it.
I will say, I think it's maybe the first thing that the show has confirmed that you've gotten right. I think there might be other things you said that were correct, but the show hasn't, we haven't seen it confirmed.
It's there might be something else confirmed in a previously on.
Yeah, that's a victory. That's a huge victory because that's the whole podcast. It did take us a lot of episodes to get.
I'm trying to think, what could this number be? And I'm like, is it like a locker number? I don't think it's an area code.
Yeah,
I think it's a locker number, and I think like they're gonna go find something in the locker.
Feels like a small locker number though.
For like in the gym. They're in the locker room at the gym a lot. I don't think it's like a hall locker.
Toby's locker room.
Me?
Toby's locker room. It all makes sense now. Over in the oh my god, this unlocks everything. Oh my god. What's in there? A head?
Okay. Oh. It's Pretty Little Liars still. Like, I don't know.
It could be anything.
It could be anything. The next scene, we see Emily and Paige in a car together. Emily says all M all the time, and Paige suddenly kisses her, then says, don't tell, before getting out of the car.
This feels to me like something that if we were watching the full episodes, we could have seen coming from a billion miles away. Admittedly, I did not see this coming from just the previous Leons here. This was like a little bit of a surprise to me. And I guess that is why Paige tried to hold her head underwater and kill her. And then also they were outside in the rain. And I guess that all makes sense now. It wasn't just this swim team captain situation of who's going to be the captain of the swim team. You know.
I just have to say that if someone tries to drown you, that's probably a red flag.
Yeah.
Like, you probably don't want to be there, Emily.
I do appreciate you qualifying it. You know, probably. Don't
probably.
Wanna, like,
probably.
Unless it's a friendly drowning, and then that's a different scenario.
But what is all M all the time? Like, what is that? Like, she's obsessed with her? Like, what do we think about that?
Yeah, I was confused at first because I was like, this is Emily and she's talking to Paige. So I was like, maybe she's saying that, like, yeah, Paige is all M all the time. She doesn't know why. And then Paige kisses her. I don't know.
Do you think it was M like E-M for Emily or M
for murder?
Maya?
Oh.
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 I don't know. I and maybe the subtitles are not super reliable in that case, because, you know, theoretically, like, it could be M or E. I don't know if, like, it super matters, but I don't know. Could it be M for murder, M for Maya, M for probably Emily, which is almost assuredly what it is actually for, but could be anything. Could is be this going to last? Are we going to see this, like, more than you know, the rest of this season, I guess? Like, this it really feels like this is basically also, was Mo's just in the show now? Like, is she just, like, all over the place in the show?
It seems so. Yeah.
I'm not mad about it, but you know, there you go. Pop off Mo/Paige.
So the next scene, we see Melissa telling Spencer, whatever it is you're holding on to, it's got to stop. Spencer tells Melissa, I think he's dangerous. As we see video playing on a computer of Ian saying, come closer, then grabbing the camera. Melissa says Spencer needs help and then admits that Melissa is pregnant.
So much is happening.
There's a lot to break down here. And I really want to start with what Spencer is wearing, because I am obsessed with it. Her hat, are you kidding me? This outfit is giving. Are you, like, are you serious right now? This looked amazing. Are you, like, legitimately, her, there was, like, this, like, Russian vibes going on. Like, she could be a aristocrat visiting from Moscow, and this was really, I loved it. I loved this outfit so much. That's my main analysis. particular scene here.
Of all the things I was expecting you to say, that was, like, not even on my top 100 of my list of things I expect to come out of Adam's mouth at that point in time. But other than Spencer's amazing fashion sense, any other thoughts on this scene?
Well, okay. So, first of all, Spencer's probably been making Melissa's life really annoying with whatever she's been trying to tell her about Ian, right? Like, this is an assumption we have to make, is, like, she knows, she's trying to tell her sister that Ian is dangerous, and so she probably was, like, doing Spencer like activities to annoy Melissa about this. And then she pulled out the recording. That's who do we think was holding the camera, or do we know was holding the camera in that situation?
I think it's implied that Allison is holding the camera. Is that correct? Is that what you are also thinking? I guess I'm more asking Lindy before. Like,
that's what I was thinking. It was Allison.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think there's been any confirmation one way or the other.
Okay. I was going to say, you don't have to, like, correct us. In terms of what I've been thinking.
I'm just saying, like, in terms of what we've seen so far, I don't think there's been anything to give any further context.
Well, and I think she, like, the camera falls and we see, like, the bracelet. We see a bracelet. I could not see what the bracelet said, if it said Allison. But there is a bracelet situation in the recording. So I don't know. It's wild that they're pregnant. That's really my main takeaway. It's also, we're pregnant. Like,
yeah,
that was a thing. And Ian's definitely, I don't think he's going to be around for very much longer.
Because he's going to die?
I don't know. I don't think he's gonna die. There might like be an accident.
He's evil, right? Like Ian is bad news.
Yeah.
Forget Caleb. Caleb is no news. I don't even know him. Ian is the bad news. Okay. Ian is the problem here. He's sleeping with absolutely everybody. He's, you know, getting with Allison, murdering her, probably making a sex tape in the woods. Toby's probably watching. There's a lot of weird stuff going on. Ian's a problem. That being said, I think Melissa's also a problem because I do not trust people that say we are pregnant. I can't do it. I'm sorry if you're one of those people. I don't actually apologize, but we're sorry. That's ridiculous. That's crazy. Just don't use the word we. Only one of you is pregnant, I'm pretty sure. Unless Ian has an announcement to make, but I don't think so. I think it's just you. So I don't know. Don't be one of those we're pregnant people.
Unless she's also saying to her sister that her sister is also pregnant. Like we're pregnant. Oh, like
me
sisters.
And you. We together. Yeah. You and I.
Oh, that's pregnant. So funny. And Spencer didn't know.
Spencer has no idea. Spencer,
Melissa secretly tested her and she's like, oh my gosh, Spencer, we're pregnant.
You're not going to believe this. We're pregnant. They're probably both Ian's children. That's the worst part. Oh my god.
Oh, that's a
different show.
I think Spencer and Ren are gonna have a kid.
Ren. He's coming back. We haven't seen Ren in a long time.
Ren in ages. Ren's dead.
Well, yeah, I mean, she didn't know she was pregnant right away.
What if she's pregnant with Ren's kid?
Okay,
Melissa?
What if Melissa's pregnant with not Ian's kid?
Spencer is pregnant with Ian's kid.
Yes.
Okay, I like this. I like this. This is a TLC show waiting to happen right here. Two guys, two sisters, no one knows who's who. Oh, man. I would watch that. I really would. That's the worst part. I know I would watch it.
Wow. All right. And finally, we see Arya and Ezra making out on the couch when Byron calls Ezra's answer machine, apologizing for how their meeting went and asking if they can grab a beer and talk. Ezra and Arya sit up and stare at the phone, which I just love. Like, them both just like, they're like, you see them like reclines, you don't see them, they both like pop up like Jack in the Box and just like whip their heads around to stare at the phone. It's pretty funny.
Okay. Now he might know something. Like, maybe between the first scene with the dad and this scene with the dad on the answering machine, the dad found something or learned some more information about Arya and Ezra. That is my prediction.
So you think that he kind of blew him off earlier? He was like, oh, you're not serious. I don't want to hire you. And then he finds out that there's something between Arya and Ezra. He's like, Ezra, yes. I need to talk to you, under the pretense of giving him a second chance at this interview.
Yes.
But actually, he's going to murder him.
Oh, Byron the murderer. I like it. That would be really bad for Ezria, because if Ezra's dead,
is that their ship name? Did you just ship them?
Well, I think
Ezria
name. I think I've heard. Well, I think Tom has said that at least once.
Oh, copy that.
But okay. I don't. He's never seen the show, so I don't know. That could just be a combination of names. That might not even be a real thing. Okay, Lindy, it's so interesting. Or I guess Marissa, you're saying it's more than Lindy is, but it's like, it's so interesting that you're like, this is where you're seeing more of the he knows element of it, because to me, I almost read this more as what Lindy was saying even a little bit before, of like, this almost like screams to me like an older guy trying to like relive the youth with a younger teacher, be like, oh, let's grab a beer and then I'll kind of tell stories of the glory days and we'll connect because the English teacher blood runs thick or something like that. I don't know. I do think there's like an interesting confrontation going to happen here. He either knows or he's going to find out quickly, because I don't think that Ezra is going to be able to put on any kind of show here in front of her dad in a one-on-one secondary, especially if alcohol is involved. Are you kidding me? He was blabbing to Mike Ross in the middle of a bar like it was nothing. So I don't know. I think he's cooked there. The only thing I have to say, they have very good kiss chemistry, and we see them kissing a lot in a lot of different ways. And I don't know what our count is up to at this point, back in the days when we thought, oh, it's just going to be the same one kiss in the rain or in the car the whole time. We've been kissing everywhere. We are all over the place. And this was a hot one. I can't deny it. I can't deny it. Going down on the couch. They have good kiss chemistry.
I just was going to say it's a comfy couch. Looks pretty good couch.
Yeah.
For set activities.
Oh, yeah.
And on that note, I think it's time to wrap this episode up. Thank you all for listening. And please join us next time when we will go through the recap of what happened previously on Season 1, Episode 18, The Badass Sea. And until then, bye.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.